Cool. This is Eric AI0J calling the Ham Radio Village Club to order at 6:04 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm Mr. Secretary, and you want to lead us off with the agenda?
Yeah. So today we're going to go over some reports from all our officers here, possibly from our BE team lead, if they are able to join us later, as well as talk about any old business, as well as introduce some new business, and then we may open the floor later on. I'll hand it back to you.
Excellent. Just a reminder for folks, this call is being recorded. So for people that couldn't make it, and just as an FYI, so anything you say will be immortalized in history forever. All right, onto the president's reports. Not a heck of a lot to report. It's been kind of the quiet period. We're gearing up for DEF CON. We'll talk more about that later. The New Year's Eve party was a big success. We heard positive things from the DEF CON team, as well as, of course, internally. We've gained a few members from that as well. I don't have the exact number of fam, but it was like 4 or 5 members have joined in the last 2 months. And so that's been great to see. It's great to see the club continuing to grow. And we're going to be, in the next few months, sort of starting to kick it up into higher and higher gear for DEF CON and all the good fun club stuff. I am going to go ahead and pass it off to the Vice President for his report.
Sorry, I don't have any report today.
All right.
Nope, totally fine. Let's see, next would be the secretary's report.
Yeah, let's see. It's been an interesting time. So I guess first off, I kind of assumed the role of a little bit of the net management of the Ham Radio Village Tuesday Night Social Net, which plug 6 p.m. or 9 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. No, 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on the Wireless Village Talk Group. It's been going rather well. We're maintaining about, I would say, 3 to 5 check-ins per week. The trivia has been going rather well. Nick's in the lead there with 5 points. Nate's actually trailing right behind with 4. And El Presidente, Eric, he's in third with 2.5 points. So we'll see how that goes for the rest of the pre-DEF CON season. And who knows, maybe we'll have something set up for a DEF CON. Probably some gold stars or something other than that. Just off the top of my head, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Might have some new business later on if I remember. With that said, I'll pass it off to the treasurer.
Yeah, thank you. Treasurer Chris W5AFK. So I've been working on getting a bank account tax ID set up for the club so that we can start taking membership dues. Meeting with a CPA friend of mine tomorrow to discuss articles of incorporation so that the HRV club can officially become a 501c3. And I think that's pretty much it from my side.
I have been blessed.
Cool. Mr. Treasurer, please also take note. I do have some cash reserves left over from the first DEF CON Ham Village existed at that we can deposit into the bank account once that's established.
Ah, perfect.
We also have the remaining assets of, I think, approximately 600 Ham Village patches that will can be bequeathed to the club as well.
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah. Do a lot with 600 patches.
Yeah, I mean, we were we used them as fundraisers. We, you know, for donations, people got patches. That's how we ran it. So, if there's nothing else in the reports, I make a motion to accept the officers' reports as stated.
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, the aye is carried.
Nice.
Old business. At this point, does anyone have any old business? All I have one piece of old business, the QSL cards from last year's DEF CON, the audio cassette QSLs, are finally finishing up production, should be out this week. And I have a couple QSL cards as well. Hopefully they will be out by the end of this week for N4E as well. If there's no other old business, we can move on to new business. First up, DEF CON 29. That's at the top of everyone's mind. Of course, is it going to be in person? Is it going to be virtual? It's still TBD. The official DEF CON Go no-go date will be in April. It sounds like there'll be regardless of virtual component this year anyway, so we'll be participating in some fashion. We have formally submitted our application to return as a village, so that is in. We expect to hear back in a couple weeks from Zant and the village crew on that. And so, yeah, so we have a call for content open for papers, presentations, all that good stuff. I haven't looked recently how many we've got. I know there's a couple people at least interested in giving some talks, and we'll follow up with that, get them scheduled. And in the coming month or so, we will start soliciting for people to join the village staff, both virtual or in person. Obviously, no commitments needed this early for anything in person, but just getting engaging interest, getting people on that, naming people onto the DEF CON committee. Does anyone have any questions for RE DEF CON at this point?
Quick comment there. For the call for content, the call for support is embedded in there. So for those interested, that same form that's on the hamvillage.org website, you can choose if you want to give a talk, support as a village staff or both or whatever you want, really. So, yeah. I rest my case.
Excellent. Yeah. And we'll be reaching out to some folks that, you know, we normally reach out to, like the Open Source Institute, Richard, who runs the Fox Hunt, you know, that sort of stuff. And we'll figure out if we have an in-person thing, we'll figure out for exams, but otherwise we'll do it online, of course. And I think we'll let Nick talk more about that later, but yeah, super excited. We have lots of ideas percolating through, and you know, whether it's in person or virtual, I think we can make it even better than last year. If there's no other questions on DEF CON, we will move on to the next item. All right, next item is the XLX and M17 reflectors, and potentially if Nick wants to add some comments about DMR. So we've been busy setting up some cross-mode radio reflectors so that we can extend the net to not just folks that have DMR radios and DMR hotspots. They've been up actually pretty stable for about a month now. So we have an XLX reflector, which natively supports both D-Star and System Fusion reflectors. In addition, we have the M17 reflector, which is open source. And so you can actually download like a soft client if you want. And that is linked directly to the XLX reflector as well on module A. And we have some experimental linking to Nick's DMR server. We intended originally to link to the Wireless Village talk group on Brandmeister. The Brandmeister team does not seem super willing to do that because of their current policies in place around certain talk groups can link and certain talk groups can't. So we may link to a different Brandmeister talk group, or we may just not link to Brandmeister at all. It's a little TBD. We are aiming to get some documentation online soon with information on how to connect all the reflectors and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, the dashboards for those are just xlx.hamvillage.org and m17.hamvillage.org. And they're pretty easy to connect to, and they seem to work pretty well. We have hardware transcoding across mode, so it seems to be working pretty well. And then the intention is to move the nets to those at some point. So I imagine probably this week or next week, we'll probably start doing the regular net. Continue doing that on the Wireless Village, and then immediately after try a test net on the new systems. All And we have any questions on that? Nick, do you want any comments about DMR?
Justin, do you want to relay for Nick?
Yeah, I'll relay him on his behalf. He seems to be busy. Nick says DMR is stable right now. It's good to hear. It's connected to the talk group as well as the XLX. And we'd like to make it public in the future. But yeah, it'll be nice to get the this is me now. It'll be nice to get the nets onto the Ham Village worldwide cross mode magical links. TGIF is a third party network. Correction.
Yeah. Yeah, the nice thing is the M17, you can just download either a Droid Star or Dude Star on your computer, and you just connect to that out of the box. Same, actually, you can connect to XLX out of the box, too. So you don't even need a radio. But you still need a call sign. All right, if there's no other questions on any of that fun stuff, next is the club call sign. Do you want to talk about that, Justin?
Yeah, it's been a while. For the last several weeks, we've had a Google form open where club members could submit their ideas for what they would want their Ham Radio Village club call sign to be. We've had about, six applications for a club call sign there. So what we're actually going to do now is that we're going to open up the floor for voting. This voting period is going to last a total of 7 days. So on Tuesday, the 27th at 11:59 Pacific, the polls will close. So you have plenty of time to think about it on what you want the Ham Radio Village club call sign to be. We have our options for the record. Kilo Zero Hotel Romeo Victor, Whiskey Hotel 4 Charlie Kilo, Whiskey Delta 3 Foxtrot Charlie November, and then Kilo Delta 3 Foxtrot Charlie November, and then lastly November 7 Hotel Romeo Victor. So a couple HRV ones, a Hack one, and two DEFCON ones. So thank you to those who submitted your applications for a club call sign there, and by next week, we will have that selected, and then we will go through the process of applying for a club call sign. With that, I'll send it back to you, Mr. Presidente.
Well, just a point of clarification, the 27th is a Saturday, not a Tuesday.
Did I say Tuesday?
Yes, you did.
Of course I did.
I had to check. I'm like, how is 7 days from now a Tuesday? So, yeah, excellent. And, once we have the club call sign, we can apply for that, of course. And then we can also use that to apply for a repeater ID and or a talk group ID on Brandmeister as a 7-digit, which we can link, so, in theory. So. I think that's all we have listed on the agenda for new business. Does anyone, I'll open up the floor if anyone else has any other business they want to discuss.
One thing I'll mention right now, currently, I don't think it's ready yet. I won't be releasing it today, but I'm currently working on a code of conduct right now. Ours is based off the DEF CON one. So we'll be working on that shortly, and then that'll let us kind of establish our own code of conduct for off-season, I guess, events, especially stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, a few weeks ago, we had that unfortunate incident with someone who joined the club joined the server and was not what he was expecting. So, and that's fine, but we just want to be very upfront with like what we tolerate and what we don't. All right. Last call for any new business before we close the business side of the meeting. All right, hearing none, then I make a motion to end the formal meeting.
I will second said motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Whoops.
Aye.
Okay, hearing no opposed, the motion passes. And this concludes the formal part of the meeting. We'll have a punch and pie here shortly. Let me just stop the recording real quick.